Okay, here is a data set that we've seen before when we talked about simple frequency distributions. If you look at the left two columns of the table, the score and the frequency, these are exactly what we've done. We have scores from 1 to 6, we rank order them, and then we just associated the number of people who obtained each score with that particular score. So we had 20 individuals in the sample, 4 of whom scored a 1, 10 of whom scored a 2, etc., etc. Now, to get from simple frequencies to relative frequency, we simply divide the number of people in each interval by the total number of subjects in our sample. That's reflected in the bottom blue box by that little formula. Relative frequency is equal to the simple frequency over n, and n always refers to the number of people in our sample. Okay, so if we look at the third column then, we can see that for the score of 1, we had 4 people with that score. If we divide 4 by 20, the total number of people in our sample, we have a proportion of 0.2, or 20% of the people in our sample obtain a score of 1. And we can do that for each one of the scores in our distribution. You can see that half of the people, or 50%, scored a 2, and only a 5% scored a 6. So it's very simple to get from simple frequency to relative frequency, and relative frequency is actually a much more useful metric for statistical purposes than simple frequency is.